from the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas. This is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Well, hello again, everyone. I'm Ed Clements with the former Texas Longhorn All-American kicker, Jeff Ward. Welcome to our show on this Monday, Jeff. I would like to give you the pleasure of walking to your right and seeing what the calendar brings. Okay, let's make a prediction. Okay, it's August. That's a beach scene. I shall predict the next picture on the Cassis Philly Shell calendar is a picture of Dallas, Texas. A Dallas, Texas theme. Because we had a Houston theme a few months ago with the soccer out there at Rice. You played on the field, you said. So I think it's going to be involved with the city of Dallas.
Okay.
Okay? Just off the guess.
Why are you saying that?
I'm just guessing.
So this is the calendar reveal.
Kyle, what do you think? What's it going to be?
Maybe another lake.
Another lake?
Yeah.
Maybe summertime. You may be
like
right,
guys. Like the Frio River or something like that.
Yeah. More clip art.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you think there, Wonder Boy?
I'm with Kyle. It'll be more clip art. For instance, the beach picture that's here, I don't think it's Texas because we don't have those lifeguard stands.
Well, according to that photo, it is in Texas, Jeff. Maybe you've not frolicked on that beach before.
Have you?
I've never been to that beach, no. And nor I'm with you. I've never seen a lifeguard stand like that.
Here goes the reveal.
Here goes reveal, ladies and gentlemen. He's flipping the page.
You know what? It doesn't label where that is.
It doesn't say where it lives? Okay.
So it's all probably fake.
It's okay. Here we go. Flipping the cast. Here we go. It is. Oh!
It's just a random picture of horses.
It's wild horses. She'll be riding. There's wildfire. That's horses. That's beautiful horses. That's not very exciting. What?
That is the Wild Horses of Caldwell.
Wild Horses of Caldwell.
Legendary wild horses.
And they look like they're out of their stable.
Yeah, because they're wild.
Wild horses.
They're on Padre Island.
Wild horses.
So we got more clip art.
Okay. Why do we
have pictures of something in Austin? You know,
it's a local business. We got September, October, November, December to wait and see. Maybe we'll wait and see anything
in the state of Texas.
Trust you had a great weekend, everything. Mm-hmm. Hot. I played golf yesterday, Jeff. I almost went down. It was so hot.
Oh, man, it is tough.
It was hot out there. I had a towel over my head, but I parred the last two holes. It was tough. It's tough. Yeah. It was tough. Tough. I got to talk about golf today.
No.
You haven't read.
It's football season.
You haven't read about what great leader did this weekend? Donald Trump? Have you not read this story?
You mean saying we're not at war, but we're at war?
Well, he said implementing tariffs? He said this afternoon, this is the last chance.
Yeah.
The last chance for
another
Iran.
Another last chance. Got it.
You know what he did this weekend?
Well thought out. I'm sure it was genius, whatever it was.
Yesterday. Donald Trump at Bedmaster, his country club. Jeff, he not only won the club championship, but he won the senior championship.
Of course he did.
Great leader. Fired a 2-under par 70 yesterday. The 80-year-old man swept both club championships.
You mean the guy that ripped Barack Obama for playing golf?
Well, he's been busy, too. He said he could have shot better.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so he needs to practice more?
He needs to practice more. He's been kind of busy. But isn't that amazing? I wonder what
tees he
tees
off. You know what would be amazing is not having war all the time.
Oh, let's have a little levity to Jeff. Don't get your serious hat on there, buddy.
Sorry. it's kind of a serious job.
It is a serious
job. War's kind of a serious thing. Golf is not.
I thought you might like the athletic prowess of great leader.
Yeah, he looks super fit. Did he pull up to the sand traps and hit? Does he drive into the traps when he hits?
He owns the club,
Jeff. God knows he can't walk more than 70 steps.
Jeff, he owns it. Why do you get so negative? Wow, wee.
there's nothing good to say.
Wow, wee's an 80-year-old man who shot 2-under par yesterday.
Yeah. Did he play from the Reds?
Probably. Probably. He played from the women's tees, the women's plus. But even if he did that, shooting a 70. So congratulations, great leader.
Kyle, play Kurt Cignetti, who ripped... I think he ripped the SEC, and I think he meant to rip Steve Sarkisian at the same time. I think that was the direction of Yoda of college football.
The Big Ten is the best league in football. I mean, we don't run a hype machine up here in the Midwest. We believe everything's earned, not given. And when we fall short, we say we fell short. We don't cry a river, whine, and complain, all right? And that's why we're the best.
Okay, so here's where I took that, because I know SEC honks are freaking out over this, and I think it's overplayed. Here's what I think it should be the bigger worry of those not named Texas or A&M. Florida has money and access, and or Georgia. And that is the Deep South that's really good at football. You should be worried you're going to become Nebraska. The money is not there.
Nebraska's not good either right now. It's bad.
Or Clemson.
Or Clemson.
Clemson is the prototype.
Yeah.
So maybe people just don't want to admit this, to me the separation is going to happen even within the leagues. And that is USC and Oregon and Michigan and Ohio State have access to the men who buy players.
Yes.
Yeah. Heisman trophies don't matter. Famous coaches don't matter. NFL draft picks largely don't matter. What matters is, can you pay the guy? And they're able to buy away. They're able to buy away talent. And so Alabama, Tennessee, Auburn are going to find themselves in the middle because they're not going to be able to sustain the buying power of A&M, Texas.
Correct.
And I think soon Florida should. Florida's a good school.
Florida should always. There's state school,
right.
Money.
So that's all I'm saying is I think the argument here is kind of wasted energy. I think the bigger fear, the fear factor should be you're on your way to being Clemson and Nebraska. And I think that's reality because there's not going to be a hard salary cap. So I think what's happening, I mean, Alabama right now, the Alabama Hawks are the ones that freak out the most. What is that, the fifth best team in the league right now?
Yeah, probably.
I don't think that's an accident. I think it's real.
The money's not flowing into Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
You used to sell Bear Bryant and Nick Saban. We'll put you in the pros.
Yep.
We're going to play for championships every year, but not so much.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't. Yeah, I do think the Big Ten is better if you're measuring the top half. The SEC is better in the bottom half, but I guess nobody cares about the bottom half. If Texas could win a trophy, I think it would change the perception a little bit, but I still think that the separation, there's going to be a middle class is what's going to happen. There's going to be the bottom, there's going to be a middle class, there's going to be the uber elite. And that's going to end up being, as long as Phil Knight is around or somebody in his family wants to spend the money. If they don't want to spend the money, then Oregon will disappear. And it'll be USC, what they do is inexcusable. Texas not being in the playoff, inexcusable. But you're not going to be able to, they're going to be able to buy your players, which I think is what's happening now.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean.
And I think that was a big swipe at a lot of people in the SEC by Cignetti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of the Yoda of college football.
He's kind of got his chest. He's done it in 2 years.
I mean, you can't fight
it. Yeah. As they said in Full Metal Jacket, can you talk the talk? Can you walk the walk? And he's walking the walk and talking the talk.
That's Full Metal Jacket?
That was in Full Metal Jacket. That was John Wayne said that in a movie before. That was in Full Metal Jacket. Yeah.
Kyle is going to attest for this. If you want to write this down, you can get some audio of this. That I have been harassed by an employee of this company.
Oh, no. Who's harassing you?
I leave here doing what I do is I say very little and walk out the door with my backpack.
Mm-hmm.
I go to my car.
Yeah. When was this?
Friday.
Friday after work. Okay. Just put it in my mind here.
So on the windshield of my car, it takes me a while to even pay attention. This is how little I pay attention to stuff. There's a magazine, Kyle.
Magazine?
Somebody placed a magazine.
Magazine?
On my car.
What are you talking about?
I don't know where, because I've never even been upstairs in this building. I don't know where I can file a claim for sexual harassment, but I would like to do so.
What magazine was it?
On the hood of my car. On the hood of my car. I have children. Now, I'm supposed to ride down I-35. You know what I have in front of me? Take a, Kyle's never seen this before. This was on the hood of my car, Kyle. It says the red hot girls of MySpace. Playboy, June 2006. Kara Monaco is Playmate of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what else we have in this edition. Shepard Smith interview, the genius of John Kruk.
Shepard Smith, whatever happened to him?
2006. This is what was left on the hood of my car. There's only one person in the city of Austin with access, still reading the Red Hot Girls of MySpace. And I believe that person is an employee of this company.
Who is that?
They would have access to this material to place it on the hood of my car to harass me sexually. I'm on page 43, the Playboy Advisor. Huh. Let's see what they have. Oh, boy, Ken.
There's some good ones in there.
Yeah. Does that qualify as harassment?
No. It's qualified of helping you out, man.
Helping me out with the Red Hot Girls of MySpace.
I don't know if you had any dates this weekend. I don't know if you were lonely this weekend. I wanted to make sure you had some much-needed reading. I did it out of the kindness of my heart. Plus, my wife said, get this out of the house. We cleaned out the house and I found
the Red Hot Girls of MySpace? Really? MySpace? I'm trying to find the Red Hot Girls of MySpace. Is this one of them? I'm going to bet she never worked at MySpace. Unless she... I guess they didn't have DoorDash then. Here's a question, though, on page 43. What's the best response when a woman tells you, let's just be friends?
Oh, man.
Hmm. All right. And?
The question is, I'll honor your wishes. I don't agree. See you later, alligator. What is it?
You know, what do they say?
Well, yeah.
I don't know what this means exactly. The advisor once wrote that the best is a hangover treatment. Oh, here you go. Here's the answer. There is no relationship. That's the point. We much prefer... I can't say that. Or let's just be lovers would be preferred, but you didn't get that, so there is no relationship.
Let's just be lovers.
Yeah, okay.
Well I thought you would like that.
And I think that qualifies.
When did you take it off the your front of your car, you fool? Was it flapping around on
when
the interstate?
That dude who keeps hitting me with his squeegee down the street handed me this magazine before he cleaned the windshield.
Okay.
And I said, hey, have you ever seen the Red Hot Girls of MySpace? And he said, absolutely. That's harassment.
It's not harassment. What kind of half woman are you? What kind of woman are you to say that's harassment from a coworker?
No one even knows. Well, some people might. Let's see. Stephanie Larimore was the Playmate of that month. Let's see. She's from Fort Wayne, Indiana, she says. Ambitions. To put 100% effort into anything I do, whether it's modeling, acting, fashion coordinating, or even owning a spa. Turn-ons, eye contact, good manners, intelligence, confidence, a sense of humor, nice abs, and a smile. Turn-offs, arrogance, drug use, bad hygiene. She says, if I had more time, I would do more charity work and adopt a pet, spend more time with my family. Her favorite movies, Titanic, Meet Joe Black, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, Scarface, The Wedding Planner.
Oh, man.
Her favorite cities, shockingly, include L.A. and Las Vegas. That's where she works.
She's. Let me just give you an update on Stephanie.
Uh-huh.
She's been an actress. Lovely, busty, and shapely brunette stunner. Stephanie Eve Larimore was born.
I'm still looking for the hot girls of MySpace. I'm not seeing this.
What else is she doing? There she is, Stephanie Larimore. Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. She also a member of the Playboy Extreme Team.
What does that mean?
Various hosting, promotional, and commercial work, which includes campaigns for Lucas Oil, Miller Lite, Hawaiian Tropic, Pirelli Tires, and Joe Rocket.
She was
Rocket.
Born in 81. It's over.
I know. Her career's over. But that was in your wheelhouse, man. That's why I gave it to you.
Yeah, like I'm supposed to reach out to these people?
You
I'm supposed
were in to high school. Out? You probably long for
I
that.
I wasn't in high school yet, but not far behind. I'm not finding the red-hot girls in MySpace.
She's still relevant. Mom, channel makeup artist, animal lover, yoga fitness enthusiast. Yeah.
Huh.
Well, she's still...
Well, audience, I do think that qualifies as harassment, correct?
No, I think that's a nice Friday send-off to you. And something
what,
you real...
just have that laying, just laying around your car?
No, what? Jeez. I had to get it out of my house because we cleaned out the house. We're painting in new carpet and stuff. And so she dug up a bunch of stuff to get this out of the house. Pardon me?
Trying to find out who's in MySpace.
Who is in MySpace?
I'm looking.
Hey, I Googled Stephanie Lermore, and she's there, baby.
Well, I should take this to management.
Management would say, what a guy. There's Stephanie right there.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What a guy, that Ed Clements, looking after his fellow unmarried, lonely coworker. Playboy magazine.
Is that the last year that you have? What's the last year you have?
You know, I don't, they're all gone now. They're all gone.
That was the last
There's
one.
There's one more in my
the
car.
The girls of MySpace was
the
your last one.
The girls of MySpace. It all went downhill after that. You know, they're introducing Playboy again, the magazine. There's no magazines anymore, are there?
Wait. They're introducing it again.
Yeah.
To what market and what's the content?
Okay, I'm going to get this right now
Pull
for
it
you.
Up right now. Read it. Right
New.
Here.
New. Playboy. Mag.
It couldn't have been around that much longer than 2006, could it?
Oh, yeah.
When did it finally stop?
Playboy magazine has returned to print, shifting to a modern quarterly schedule featuring star cover models like Cara Delevingne and Carol G with a respectful, updated approach to design and nudity. Transition from a pause print format to a revived quarterly publication.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would you get that? You can pull her face up right now in less than a second and a half.
Playboy's back. There she is. Playboy's back. Yeah.
You're going to subscribe and leave that on the hood of my car?
I was hoping you might do that. Give me a subscription.
Oh, you want a subscription?
Prescription.
Okay.
What
is a online subscription cost?
I don't know.
Well, that's harassment.
Playboy bunnies and playmates have returned to print.
Oh, please.
Yes, sir. In honor of the man, you have to 73-year-old heritage.
Can you imagine if somebody said, "Here's an investment idea"?
Yeah.
Who the heck would put their money into that?
Yeah. We have a magazine of nude women.
Yeah.
Nude women magazine.
Quarterly.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
Perfect.
You only pay $5.95 you pay for this?
Yeah. Well, I'm still looking for the red hot girls of MySpace. I'm not finding them. It seems a little deceptive to me.
Well, you're stuck at the letters, the sex letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's advice. It's not sex letters. It's advice. Well, I'm going to file. Kyle, if you can tell me where to go. I don't even know anybody anymore that works here, but just give me a name and I will take a picture and say this is harassment.
Kyle, tell him to be a man.
I'm going to call DJC Law here in a second.
Oh, good.
The break.
You just go.
I'll reach out to Dan. Dan, let me describe the scenario. You tell me if this qualifies as harassment. Who do you want to sue? Well, therein lies the problem. He's got nothing.
I got some golf clubs.
You're not going to get much out of it.
I got golf clubs. Yeah, Jeff.
What pain and suffering have I had?
Well, you probably stayed up half the night looking at that magazine.
Yes, right. It's,
scoping
yes.
through the pages.
You bet. I mean, I keep reaching out to all the red hot girls of MySpace. Not heard back yet.
Jeff, I've got, I want to play a little later. Did we found that? Can you believe, you know, I like to watch Aaron Rodgers play football.
Still?
Even though he's ancient. And I was watching Pat McAfee today.
Yeah.
And they're at Steeler practice, summer practice in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, home of Rolling Rock beer. And he's back there. He's chunking the ball and having a good time and everything. And then he goes on McAfee after workout stopped. And the old ass like Aaron Rodgers comes back again.
Yeah.
And you may feel this way about Dr. Fauci and all the stuff with the things that went on during the pandemic, but he flat out went off today on the Pat McAfee show against Dr. Fauci. Let's play it, Kyle.
He didn't do that stuff when Mike Tomlin was his head coach.
Teammates and this and that. Now look what happened. We talked about they suppressed early treatments. They lied about where it came from. Tony Fauci's writing in his journal about, I don't want to, you know, like create any vaccine hesitancy if I tell them what the actual stats are. How many papers have been written? How many McCulloughs and Malones and all the great doctors out there who actually did, yeah, treatment on the front end and repurposed drugs that are the safest profiles in the world. But no, Tony Fauci pushing his medicine just like he did back in the 80s. And now, when you have an auto pen pardon,
Jay, you know what happened.
You have an auto pen pardon, but and you can't answer one question.
Hey, now, real quick,
not even your name. Come on, what are we doing?
Can we do this?
And how much time did the network spend on that?
Hey, can we do something for you real quick?
How much time?
Hey, can we do something for you real quick?
Yeah.
Hey. Way to stand on your truth throughout the entirety of that thing.
Well, honestly. I feel great about it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you should.
I feel great about it.
Congratulations.
I told you I'd be on the right side of history when I had that mustache and we were in New York.
You had that Halloween party, though, that killed a lot of people, remember? You had that Halloween party.
Oh, yeah. We were a 10,000-square-foot warehouse with 21 people, and, you know, the I Am Science says 6 foot of distancing. You know, that'll be a good thing. If we can scare them enough, you know, they'll probably take this vaccine that's had zero trials done for it. You have no idea what the consequences are. There's no informed consent. You can't even look at the insert to know what you're doing. They're not even, you know, pulling the plunger back to make sure that they got in the right spot in the arm. Like, what are we even talking about here? The insanity. I sat here amongst a lot of actually brave Americans who avoided the trillion-dollar propaganda campaign.
This is why I don't let him do that. He lied. He's such a pansy. He lied that he took the vaccine. If you're such a believer and you're so genius, why did you lie and say you took it and then...
Cover your ass.
Why'd you do that? If you're so committed, if you're so dedicated, you got busted in a lie. Lying about it.
These are the days when I wish he would have retired, because he still has that platform every Monday or Tuesday on McAfee to spew out stuff. And listen, everybody has their opinion, but are you going to take medical advice from an NFL quarterback who's taken ayahuasca, who sees aliens and, you know, all the things he's done in the past?
Why doesn't he rip the Trump administration for signing off on it? Why not? Say it.
He didn't do that.
Be so brave. Be so brave. And don't lie about something. Be brave. He didn't do any of that that I know of. Now, maybe he did, but I don't remember him doing any of that when Mike Tomlin was the head coach.
No, he would not that fervently. He would give some of the harebrained stuff and talk about the great Bobby Kennedy and things.
See, I would ask him once again. So, remember Damar Hamlin was a body double?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Do that again. I dare you. I think we're getting a lot of that this year. I do. I think he's going to go there. Not there, wherever he wants to go, unless somebody sues him. I think he's going to do that a lot. I think Mike McCarthy's his head coach. This is his last year. What he really wants to do is he wants to do that thing where football is beneath him. Mm-hmm. I'm so much more than that. I'm so. He wants to go Alex Jones. That's what he wants to do. So he's going to use this year to do that.
That doesn't.
How's that working out for you, Pittsburgh?
I'm not buying that.
I know.
I'm not buying that. And it was so ironic because I thought, man, he looks excited. He was making passes, touchdown passes, two different times
in practice.
Okay. You know, he's high-fiving young receivers, yeah. And they're all happy and everything. And this is kind of cool. This is an old veteran that maybe he's not a jerk to his teammates as he has been and to the backups. Maybe he's going to be – maybe he'll be a good team player, and this is his last rodeo. But then he starts talking and just, oh, Lord.
The narcissist comes out.
Give it a rest.
Before somebody goes, he has a right. Sure, he can go wherever he wants. Also, people should have a right to challenge. It would be nice if interviewers would challenge. It would be nice. It would be nice if somebody's in the middle of the rant said, I know you're committed to this. I know you think you've read this or you have read this and you think you know the science. Why did you lie? If you're so committed to this belief, why did you lie? Ask him. Just ask him something. Challenge him.
Jeff, we got to take a break. After this break, more on the Monday edition.
I mean, they win.
They win eight games and miss the playoffs, eight or nine maybe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think there's a new freshness about Mike McCarthy, new energy with the team. But, no, they've got almost a 40-year-old quarterback.
How do you think that Mike McCarthy news conference is going to go tomorrow?
Well, I think he'll go as he takes a bite of a sandwich. He's got his own opinion. I just talk about what's going on the field.
Yeah.
I want a swig of Coke.
Mike might be the best guy for this because he's not the sharpest. And he's probably not even going to go there.
He'll just laugh about it. He's a jolly man.
But Aaron Rodgers, given the chance, will run all over that organization and do this.
Maybe he'll just focus on football.
You want to bet?
Nah, probably.
It's the first week of camp.
Yeah, when he starts getting some
He went off on Diana Rossini.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He sure did.
The beautiful Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel.
I mean, I don't know what the implication was, but I know that was part of his rant. What did he say about her exactly, Kyle? I don't know, but I don't. Go ahead.
Because you've been very open about coming back for this year, last rodeo, and you talked about your wife saying, "Hey, have another year." Mike McCarthy being here, obviously a big deal. Can you tell us about the mindset of coming into your last season? Like, that's a real thing. It feels like, because is everything better? Is everything funner? Is everything more awesome?
Nice word.
Like, how do you kind of view this year versus maybe the years of the past?
Funny. I'm going to plead the fifth.
Okay. Okay.
Like
gotta love that guy.
Like that absolute coward, Tony Fauci. Absolute coward.
Yeah. Hey, it's back, baby.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, 111
You
times.
Got a pardon and you're in... What are you going to say about me now?
No, I got no debate here. You had a 500...
No, seriously, what are they going to say about me now? Now that you can't talk about the COVID stuff, because obviously it was made, you know, in a lab in China. That's like not even questionable anymore. Tony Fauci is an absolute criminal. I'm on good terms with my family. I'm on good terms with my family. What are you going to say now? Yeah, what are you going to say now?
I want to let you know. It's been a fun ride for you.
And they'd be just fine without you.
Back with more 102.7 ESPN right after this timeout.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN. You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
All quiet from Cowboy Camp today. No outlandish Anthony Fauci talk from Dak Prescott. He'd be the last person to talk about Anthony Fauci. He'd be the last person to talk about anything not related to football.
He is wearing a World's Greatest Offense shirt, which I thought was
kind of odd.
It's kind of odd. It's like wearing that hat, Best Dad or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's the world's greatest offense. It's a
good
one.
Does he have a tattoo, though, of it, world's greatest offense? I don't know. He has space left.
You know, it's not entirely true that nothing happened in Dallas. I don't understand the point of this.
What? Talk about the wagon train again?
No. Jerry Jones, I guess out of boredom, felt like saying that he would welcome Mark Cuban as a minority owner.
That is bizarre.
Isn't that weird?
That's weird because the Cowboys, to my knowledge, do they have minority owners?
They do not. No.
It's just Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry and Jay, the family. Right, grandboys? Right, granddads?
So. The story on Yahoo says it's the first time he's even considered selling any part.
But why? Why say that right now, first of all?
I don't know. Why would you say it?
I mean,
maybe he's looking. Maybe he's just putting that fishing line out on the pond. I'd consider Mark being a minority owner.
One of my friends went black helicopter and said there might be something wrong with him.
Jones?
Yeah.
Well, we've known that.
That's pretty. Not black helicopter
sick,
at all.
Like he's sick.
Well, you heard that last week.
He's 100 years old.
We're going to burn the wagon trains and we're going to.
Yeah, the guy's rambling about wagon trains. Yes.
I'm going to die.
He is, he makes Joe Biden seem coherent. Yeah, he's not well. But. Look, I think the NFL would be better off if Mark Cuban were an owner of a team. I think Mark Cuban is good for pro sports. But why wouldn't Mark Cuban want to be a minority owner?
No, that's it's like, no, you don't want to be a minority owner.
He's a 20, I think Cuban is still a 27% stake in the Mavericks.
Which means nothing, Jeff.
Right.
Yeah.
And
unless you have 51, it's meaningless.
Yeah, I mean, I read somewhere where the Cowboys had operating income of almost $700 million. Mm-hmm. So what would you need to take a minority shareholder
every
on
NFL
for? They don't
team
need
got
the, they don't need the cash.
Yeah, every team got over $400 million this year.
Doesn't Mark Cuban own a piece of the A's now?
I don't know that.
I thought that he did.
But, again, Mark Cuban loved the role of being the owner of the Mavericks.
They won a championship.
He traveled with the team, courtside seats. He was involved with everything there. And I know I'm sure he misses that now.
Sure.
I've always thought, I guess it was because of the large amount of money that the Sands people paid you, but still.
Yeah.
That was your pride and joy. That was your baby.
Well, he's come out and said that he was duped, which is hard to believe. He's not a stupid guy. But here's what I think is, I think Cuban thought there was a bigger play, including gambling and casinos, that he was going to be in on, and that really what he had built with the Mavericks, they weren't going to change much, which of course turned out to be a lie because they just flipped the entire franchise on its head.
Mm-hmm. You're right about the A's.
He's got a new stake. Yeah, he's got a new stake in the A's.
Yeah, there's no percentage that's named, but minority.
But I thought he would be in the running for the Seahawks, but he wasn't. That sale came and went.
Ton of money.
I don't think he has that much.
Ton of money.
I don't know why Jerry Jones would say that. Even know if he knows what he's saying, to be honest.
And I think he could sell a lot of shares to be a minority owner, and Jerry could pocket a ton of money. And really, what do you get with that? You get your minority owner. We're going to get you a nice box. You can ride on the team plane to the away games. You can go in and see the boys shower. You know what I mean? So
what? Where did that come from? I mean,
I don't know what the benefit is, except that you can say, yeah, I'm part of the
Cowboys. Maybe Mark Cuban's thinking, I already just won a championship with my football team. I'd like to win another one.
Well, it's a lot different than being a minority owner than having an owner where you make hard decisions. And
the city, if you put it up to a vote, if you said Jerry Jones, for whatever reason, he's delirious, he's selling, had a fight with the family, he's selling. Or if you even gave people the option, would you prefer Mark Cuban own the Cowboys or Jerry Jones? It would be Mark Cuban.
Oh, my God. Going away.
It would be going away.
I would rather have Trey Campbell, our comedian here, running the Cowboys than Jerry Jones. You know, Jerry's lined his pockets. He's done a lot of great, innovative, creative things to market the NFL. But what has that translated to this Cowboy football team? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, for 30 years.
For 30
years.
Years.
I know.
30
years.
Years.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I thought, Cowboys are never going to win. They're never going to win. Then they started winning 68, 69. And they started winning within 10, 12 years. And then here's the big drought of all these years.
Well, the NFL, I mean, I don't think the NFL wants him out. I don't think. Well, maybe now they do.
Since
he's not real sharp. I do think the NFL would love to have Mark Cuban. Smart, innovative, will invest in the team, but the NFL is pretty good business. It's life's good. I'm really confused by why Jerry Jones opened this door.
I think he knows that, unlike Jerry Jones, Mark Cuban was respected, I believe, as an owner because of
his moves. Well, I think Jones was respected by other owners who are also old dudes themselves.
But I mean the fandom, the people of Dallas.
Yes.
The people of Dallas, first of all, when he got there in 89, they thought it was some hillbilly jerk old man who fired Tom Landry.
Yeah.
And fired all the old guard, all your buddies that work for the Cowboys, all those old coaches, Gil Brandt and Tex Schramm and all those guys. He was a jerk. He's never overcome that because, you know, I used to be a passionate Cowboy fan. Not anymore because he really, the way he handled Coach Landry, he had to do it. He's the owner. He's paying the bills.
Yeah.
And it was time for Coach Landry, but, you know, fired him at the golf course out there at Barton Creek Lakeside, the old Hidden Hills. Go give me Tom Landry. I want to fire him. And then just, you know, yucking it up with Jimmy at that Mexican joint later that night.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's been 30 years 30, since.
37 years. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know how it would be written up. I mean, look, if I were one of the kids or grandkids and I had a stake, I'm cashing out, man. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Goodbye. I'm going to the mountains. So long.
I don't know.
I don't need to see my face on TV, but I don't know what the structure is. But
the money is so good.
Yeah.
And it's going to be so good for me forever and ever.
Yep.
And those young grandkids, grandsons, have seen granddaddy's never won in their lifetime.
Right.
Those grandkids have never seen the Cowboys win a championship.
And they're
never.
More valuable than ever.
They're more valuable in making money, like a printing press. Why would you leave that?
Yeah.
You would hope the next generations with Steven and Jerry Jr. and all those grandkids would say, fellas, you're going to get your stake here. Your family divided, 8-10 ways. You're all going to get a lot of money. In the time we hire professional staff here to run this team and run it like accomplished NFL teams, let's try that.
Mark Cuban would.
Mark Cuban would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cowboys would be a better – they'd be a better team if Mark Cuban were running. That's kind of a stupid thing to say, I guess. No
you won't
doubt.
Hear that inside anywhere.
That was
else.
Really a hot take, wasn't it?
You got Playboy after on your mind still?
Yeah, I do. After you've already said that Trey could run the Cowboys better.
Wouldn't you love to see Trey there?
I don't even know what the context of this conversation was. Was he doing a wagon wheel rant and then he ended up on this? Or I go, how in the world did this happen? And I don't really see Mark Cuban as saying, ooh, I get a little piece of the Cowboys. That's great. I think he would want to run it. It would drive him crazy to work with Jerry Jones or to even hear from Jerry Jones. Hey, Mark, I got my quarterly update. Oh, no. Oh, man. Jeez. I think Mark Cuban may have been priced out of an NFL team. I don't know if he has that kind of money. Because entry level now is $10 billion.
Okay, I've just got my validation on my shower comment.
Shower comment?
About you own part of the team, you can see the boys shower. Jerry Jones said about Troy Aikman when he was with the Cowboys out of UCLA, I don't know if he's going to be a great quarterback, but he sure looks good in the shower. He said it. He did say that. So that's part of it to Jerry Jones.
Jerry walk around the shower?
I guess he does.
What is that?
Hello. You need some soap.
What the heck?
You need a towel there.
When did he say that? I mean, obviously a long time ago. Man, there's got to be, you know what would be good?
What would be good?
Is a coffee table book of Jerry Jones isms.
Oh, yeah. That'd be really good.
I mean, that thing is, I mean, we got glory hole. I mean, just in the last couple years. Glory hole, wagon wheels.
Wagon train. We're going to burn the wagon train. Yeah.
Yeah. So, man, that would be good.
We got to burn it.
The Jones-isms.
Jerry Jones. Unfiltered.
Yeah.
That would be cool if Mark Cuban would buy 51%.
Oh, gosh.
And let
it would kill him.
It'd kill the grandkids.
It would kill him.
It'd kill him and kill the grandkids, too, and Steven and Jerry Jr., if they're not on a yacht someplace in the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I'll give, I don't know who to give the credit to. Strategically, the Cowboys have gone about this season the right way. They've at least said to themselves, our defense is trash. Let's try to fix it. So there's the compliment to management. I mean, I don't know if it's going to work. Can't get any worse, but at least they've said, wow, we kind of got this backwards. Maybe we should have done defense and not so much offense, but at least strategically they're trying to address their problem.
We got to take a break. After this
another
break,
hot take by Jeff.
Another hot take by Jeff. It's not even Hot Take Tuesday.
What brilliance.
A lot to talk about. I've got the, according to CBS Sports, which they have some wacky deals this time of year.
Why do you follow that so closely?
I like CBS.
I do. Charles got Osgood?
Charles Osgood, CBS News. You know there's no more CBS News anymore?
Oh, boy.
They cut the CBS
Radio
News.
The fact that nobody
news.
Knows that should tell you why there's no CBS News anymore.
Don't you remember when you were a kid, you listened to me on KLBJ, and that dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, that was a deal, and CBS News. I'm Charles Osgood.
I do think on the way to school I would
turn
into you and 11 other people doing newscasts in the morning. How many people did you guys have?
That was a good old days, my friend. That was a good old days. Back with more 102.7 ESPN right after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN. Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN. Check out the podcast page at 1027ESPN.com. Now back to the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hey, back on the show on this Monday, Ed Clements, Jeff Ward. Kyle Owen here today on this Monday afternoon. It's August the 3rd. Paul Feinbaum's on TV in front of us. The man has a spray tan on the top of his head. No man who is bald, and I'll tell you, I'm bald on my head, go get a tan like that on the top of your head. That dude sprays his face and sprays his hair on his show.
It's a very orange head. It looks like a basketball.
It is.
He's put Spalding on his forehead.
It does look like a basketball head. It looks like great leaders have great leaders' face.
Yeah. Well, they were almost co-workers. You know that.
He was considered to run for...
Remember, Mr. Feinbaum had the ticket of the South. Football. He was going to run to be United States Senator next to your newest friend, Kenneth Paxton.
Ken Paxton.
All the geniuses would be in the Senate then.
Exactly.
Got, what's his name? Another hick coach from Alabama?
Tommy Tuberville?
Yeah. I mean,
Tommy's going to be governor.
What
now.
Kind of committee that would be? Maybe we can put them in charge of war.
Tommy Tuberville. A great American. It's that time of the year with football camps and people say stupid things. We heard.
I think this is the dumbest man there is right
we
now.
We heard Aaron Rodgers early go off on Anthony Fauci like he's some noted medical scientist. Did you see Bobby Kennedy yesterday on CNN?
Yeah, he's got a cooking show.
Oh, my God.
He has a cooking show.
Oh, boy.
He has a cooking show coming out.
He's got a cooking show.
Yes.
Why?
Man, you're down the hall talking about...
If it's negative about Bobby, we won't talk about it. You know that. He's got a cooking show? Bobby Kennedy cooking show.
Kennedy to host cooking show. TheHill.com.
What's he going to get? Roadkill?
That's what I said. What's the show? Nutty Bobby and Roadkill?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy Bob?
Alligator, bears.
Knows how to make a souffle?
Rabbit, dog, armadillo?
No, so Will Levis. Anybody remember him? He got caught up in a sex tape.
Well, he was a guy that was in the green room at the NFL draft with an extraordinary looking, beautiful woman who he went to college with at Kentucky. This girl... looked like the cover of the Playboy I brought you.
Well, maybe a more updated version.
More updated.
Women don't look exactly like that anymore.
But she was smoking hot. Remember, he didn't get drafted on the first day?
Yeah.
Second day, she was gone.
She was gone. Well, they had a sex tape.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and his mom, the whole setup is weird. Now what he said is even worse. But his mom made the rounds... warning people about sex tapes that get out.
But if you've already contended, and it has helped many people's career, it launched the career of Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Her sex tape.
If you're female, no one has a right to film you or release anything about you without your permission. That's a terrible thing to do, and you should pay the price.
It's against the law. It's called revenge porn, too.
I cynically believe... that many times it's not accidental.
Well, in the and Kardashian in many, deal, I think it was that it was intentional.
In many cases,
yeah.
Sadly, it can benefit the career of a female.
Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. What? Not Tommy Lee Jones. That'd be amazing.
Did not benefit the Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee. Yeah. Tommy Jeez. Lee Jones, the actor, Jeez. Who's 85 now.
Oh, boy.
That'd have been about a 20-second reel.
It didn't benefit Tommy Lee's career.
Oh, it did, too.
Oh, tell me how.
People bought his albums. People downloaded his music.
Oh, gosh.
People would say, unlike you, he's a man. Jerry Jones or probably saw him. He saw you and drafted him to be in the shower with Troy Aikman.
So apparently the two of them, the tape got out.
Will Levis and this beautiful girl?
Who's left him.
Oh, yeah. After
the draft.
First round money gone.
Yeah. You're in the second round. I'm out. I'm going to the other room where the first rounders are. Okay. And that's fine. I mean, I don't, I don't know that I would have gone public with that, but she did. So then this guy, I mean, 99% of the public doesn't even know who this is.
He's irrelevant in the in the NFL. He's yesterday's news.
What have I told you a million times? Backups don't make noise. Don't do it. Don't do it. Shut up. Stay in your lane. First week at camp, Will Levis, I don't even know why he was interviewed, tells reporters, there are not 32 quarterbacks in this league better than me. I know it for sure. I put that tape out already.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I put that tape out already.
What tape of what? You're in your backyard? I know I put the tape out. I'm a damn good quarterback in this league. I'm even better than I've ever been. People should know that. He's not even a starter on his own team.
He's playing behind the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
Who will take every snap this year
Correct.
If he can.
Correct. What are you doing? What would prompt you to say something like that? Robert Saleh is his coach. Mm-hmm. Don't you know he walks by and says, what are you talking about, kid? You don't even play in our team.
Will, you may get a rep today. You may get to be
with him. You get to throw to receivers today in practice. Mm-hmm. Shut up, man. Just shut your face. Don't you know Cam Ward is sitting there in the next meeting going, what the hell are you doing? You can't even beat me out. I'm the quarterback here. Don't you think if Will Levis was better than all 30, first of all, which 32 is he better than?
Let me look at that depth chart.
Name them.
Jeff, he's not even backup quarterback.
He's third?
Yeah. The legendary Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, you're right.
Is the backup. And then you've got Hendon Hooker, who's the fourth teamer, who's probably better than Will Levis. What are you thinking, Will?
Yeah, you're not even better than Mitch Trubisky.
What are you thinking, Will?
What would prompt you to go and say that?
I don't know. Maybe just...
Why not just the standard, I'm working hard to get better? Because I'm the third quarterback on the Titans.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't...
What 32 is he better than?
I can't name a quarterback starting... Well, maybe, no. If you put
Eddie can't beat out Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, if you put Geno Smith and Will Levis, I might look at both of them and say, Geno's gone a little downhill. That may be the only one.
He can't beat out Mitch Trubisky.
The legendary.
You don't see Mitch Trubisky saying, I can't believe we're starting Cam Ward.
I didn't realize Mitch Trubisky was still in the league anymore.
And that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
When you're a backup, shut thy face. Just shut up. Mm-hmm. This guy wants to find himself back into the sex tape because he's on a fast track. Because they're going to say...
No. That's long ago and far away.
Because she's not there.
Because she's not there. And who gives a damn about
him?
Will Levis making sweet love to his new girlfriend.
I mean, I don't even know if he's worth the hassle to cut over this.
Is he looking for a trade?
Is
he looking for a trade?
But
is he looking for a GM to say, hey, we got to check out Levis. He's having a good
Will
summer.
Will Levis said he's better than everyone else. We got to go get him.
We got to get that somewhere.
Wouldn't somebody in the office go, boss, He can't beat out Mitch Trubisky. And he's no longer dating her, so no one cares. She's moved on to a starter. What a fool. Like that's the kind of stuff in that business. Just nobody wants to hear from you. And the starter really, and Cam Ward doesn't say a word. I'm pretty sure the starter really doesn't want to hear that noise.
Plus, your team's not going to win six games.
They might, because their defense.
Victoria Fuller.
But they're not going to win because of Will Levis.
Gia Duddy was his girlfriend. Yeah.
Who?
Gia Duddy. G-I-A Duddy.
What's her story now?
Let me see what.
She had here's some
her,
of them.
Here's her Instagram photos for your pleasure there, Mr. Ward.
Okay.
Hello, Gia.
Does Gia not have clothes? She only takes pictures in
there
thong?
She is.
What is her career path?
She's looking for love in all the wrong places.
But what's her career? How does she earn a living?
She posts these sexy Instagram pictures.
No sign of Will Levis?
No, there's
no. One of the 32 best quarterbacks in the NFL?
Nope. We got to take a break. After this break, hello. Hello. What is that? It's a nice looking pie she just made.
She made a pie.
Me lucky. All right, back with more on, here we go. 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hey, welcome to our little show. On Twitter, it's at Jeff Ward Show. It's Kurt Cignetti said the Big Ten is better than the SEC. The answer is, yeah, for now at the top. The Big Ten's not. Here's the better way to look at it. If you just combine the two leagues, name the five or six or eight best teams in them, you're going to end up with Texas, Ohio State, Michigan is going to be there. Here's two that are going to be there, and it's not going to take them that long. Michigan is not going to take long to get back.
Not at all. They could make a move this year. They got a big game September 12th when they host Oklahoma.
It just depends on how well they can fix Bryce Underwood and make him a guy that meets sort of his skill set.
Mm-hmm.
But Kyle Whittingham is going to get it right.
Kyle Whittingham will have money. A very physical team. Yeah.
There's money there. That's fine. Oregon won't go away, et cetera, et cetera. The underachiever, well, the other one, I'll tell you what, on the an outlier that you check on them in 5 years, if he stays, is going to be Illinois. It's a big school, a good school.
With money.
We'll have access to money. Here's what is going to cost the SEC, the Deep South. Someone like Illinois is like a lot like Florida. I'm not saying the history is like that, but history doesn't matter anymore. What matters is can you buy players from someone else? And I don't think it's an accident. All of a sudden, Illinois is pretty good again.
Bielema is a good coach. They're getting money. Chicago influence in that school. A lot of Chicago kids go downstate. Downstate U.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, go to Champaign.
Where'd you learn that?
I've got associates from Chicago whose children went to Illinois.
Yeah.
Illinois is big with Chicago kids, and so is Iowa, and so is Kansas. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Kansas is going to spend money on players.
No. Basketball, maybe.
But, I think the Big Ten top-heavy now is probably a little better than the SEC. I know they have the championships, but I think that gets to be more and more. I don't know how long USC can underachieve.
This is a year of reckoning. Lincoln Riley. He's got Coach Patterson there from TCU to help with the defense. They did announce today they're going to resume their rivalry with Notre Dame 2030, first game of the year, which is good that college football needs that. But you're right. I think maybe they need a fresh change with someone not named Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
A coach who is a complete package, not just the so-called offensive whiz kids who doesn't play defense.
They needed Kyle Whittingham.
Yeah, very good point. Very good.
Well, thank you. That was a good one. All right.
Best one of the day.
Thanks. Yeah. I haven't many so far. They need a Kyle Whittingham. But they're like Texas. There's no reason for them not to be chasing a trophy all the time. There's just no reason.
None, because they're a private school. They can hide so much, too, unlike Texas can't hide. Well, Texas does hide a lot of stuff.
What are you talking about? They have to hide. Yeah. They don't care.
Yeah.
But I think... I actually think in a weird way, this may be an odd year in which neither the SEC or the Big Ten wins the championship.
Oh, okay. You're thinking Notre Dame, aren't you?
Yeah. Or Miami.
ACC, so yeah, right. No, they're not a SEC or Big Ten. Miami's not going to win it this year. But they got the really exciting quarterback from Duke.
Most dynamic player in the game, Malachi Toney.
Oh, that guy's good.
That guy's ridiculous.
Good. He's the Tyreek Hill of college football.
Exactly. Exactly right. He touches
remember
it 10
him, Kyle?
He touches it 10 times. Great stuff happens.
Kyle remembers him. He destroyed
the
Aggies.
So does Mike Elko.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the separation, I think, is just going to grow, and the Big Ten is going to have an easier time separating. The SEC is not, because it's going to be four of them, and then they're going to have a middle class.
The team from the...
Are you going to stay on her Instagram account?
I
got to
get off this stuff. Woo! I got to get off her. What was her name? Kia. Gia. Bia. Bia mine. She's a, yeah. What was I going? Oh, what I was going. You said the Outliers, Illinois. The team, and I think a coach, maybe with some of the most pressure in that entire Big Ten deal, is Dan Campbell. Because you had Franklin, who could never, ever beat Michigan or Ohio State. That son of a gun. He'd find ways to lose against those teams. And then it all went south. Not Dan Campbell. What's his name?
Matt
Campbell.
Dan Campbell coaches that team in Detroit.
Let's go for it. Matt Campbell from Iowa State. He brought everybody from Iowa State. So they're going to be good, but will they reach that level in this first year? He's a really good coach. This is a guy that passed up every great team, great coaching job, Michigan.
But if my point is, if the Big Ten is better now, in 5 years, assuming there's no salary cap, it's going to be much better in year five, because the way the economics are going, the trend is the top half, the food chain of the SEC is going to be A&M, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. And then the Alabamas, the Tennessees, and the Auburns.
The Auburns, yeah.
You're going to lose your great players. You're not going to be able to afford them. Even though there's money flowing in. They're not going to be terrible. But, you know, everyone, you know, these honks, your good friend Feinbaum and the callers to his show that...
Don't you put down Leroy.
They think the whole reason why Alabama is where they are right now is because of Kalen DeBoer.
No,
I don't
it's
care
about
if
money.
Nick Saban and Bear Bryant were coaching that team. And look up, in 3 years, it won't be any different. You'll be in this place for a while, just like Clemson is.
I think every team in the Big Ten and SEC want to be Indiana. They want to be the Kirk Cignetti. You know, there's a team out there that has had like a $41 million infusion of money, UCLA, and they got the guy from James Madison.
Who gave him that
Chesney,
money?
Some UCLA deep pockets from Hollywood types.
Look, if UCLA or Stanford or Cal had rich people that care about football, they would be really good in football. They would buy players from Alabama. Texas Tech's buying players from Stanford.
Yeah. Even it's female just about, softball players.
Yeah, it's just your ability to buy a way to talent. Be at the top of the food chain and buy talent, star talent from other people. And Alabama will have good players, but they're not going to have – they won't be able to buy with Oregon or Texas or even A&M. That's the trend. It's not like Clemson was a terrible program for 10 years. They're not here because – look, I don't like him, but they're not here because Dabo Swinney is a stupid coach. He's the same guy. They can't afford what Oregon, USC, Texas – Michigan, Ohio State can afford.
And he was late to the dance with transfer portals. He was on record saying, I don't want to do that. I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way. We're going to recruit freshmen to come here 4 years. Dabo, that train has left the station, Kimo Sabe.
But even if he wants them,
he can't afford them.
I mean, if it becomes a bidding war between Michigan, Oregon, Texas, and Clemson, Clemson finishes fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Alabama. You're going to finish fourth in the bidding war. So that, I think, is that's what should worry them. Are you on your way to being Nebraska?
In Nebraska.
And there's nothing you can do about it. There's not going to be an infusion of, how do I say this politely?
Corn money?
No, there's no corn money. Your tariff guy fixed that. There's not going to be an infusion of wealthy alumni.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of dead weight in every conference out there.
Yes.
You know, there's teams out there who have no chance of winning. The Purdue's, the Rutgers, the Northwesterns. You know, they may upset somebody every other year. Nebraska's in that same boat. The Golden Gophers, there's Michigan State. Maryland's no good. Iowa with 85-year-old Kurt Ferentz hangs around, and they'll win 9 games and go to some sorry bowl, and he'll continue to coach till he's 100. And Illinois is interesting. They won 10 games last year, but they got to get over the hump against everybody. It's like Texas and Oklahoma and especially Georgia. You got to beat those big guns sometime. Penn State never can.
Well, yeah, but if Illinois wants to spend, they'll be able to spend. If Alabama wants to spend, they can't. It's just not there.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody at Illinois, you have access to whatever alumni that has money, and you say, can you buy me these three guys that Clemson is currently chasing?
Yeah.
And they say yes, then Illinois will get them.
Illinois has a favorable schedule, too. I was just doing a little schedule talk, if I might. End of the month of September, they play at Ohio State. Difficult, difficult, difficult. Late in October, they play Oregon. Difficult, difficult, difficult. But then again, in between, they have Purdue, Michigan State, Maryland, Nebraska, UCLA, Iowa, Northwestern. That's pretty easy. They should go 10-2.
Mm-hmm.
They should go 10-2. And they would be in the conversation possibly.
For a playoff.
Possibly. Because that is an easy schedule.
Illinois, 5 years from now, unless the economics change, has a better chance to be really good than Alabama has a chance to be really good.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
And Big Ten has a bigger share of the TV rights.
Yeah.
What about this settlement from Friday night? You read about that.
Yeah, but it didn't say what they agreed to.
Yeah.
I noticed how they left that out, that the Big Ten and the SEC reportedly agreed with the bill that is with the Senate, but it didn't say what did they agree to and what they didn't agree to. If the bill passes and it gives them their share of the revenue pie to keep,
mm-hmm.
your man from Texas Tech got burned.
Yeah. That's a huge part of it. And also, did you also read when Nebraska was denied earlier by the commission?
Yeah, they got their
that NIL deal that was
they
approved it.
Yeah, they pitched to get their money back.
And eat all the Fritos. Yeah. Sorry, there's some Fritos left there.
Thank you for that.
So I think they don't want the wrath. Rafael doesn't want of Texas and Texas A&M because he still wants to go to games. He wants to go to games.
Better hope not. If you're a fan, you better hope he doesn't.
Yeah,
look what he did to the Aggies every time he shows up.
Stay away, yeah.
He shows up and it doesn't work out.
Yeah. Suddenly, if he calls Del Conte wanting tickets for a
high school. Don't let Rafael on your sidelines, whatever team you are.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We don't have
any
tickets.
I know he's a football expert and a longtime fan.
Longtime fan.
Yeah.
Harvard, Columbia.
You bet. He's been a public school guy his whole life. You're reading your watch?
Yeah. This is crazy. This has been a wild day in baseball. I've gotten Jeff he's posting all these trades. You can't keep up with all these trades in Major League Baseball.
Can keep up with this.
Dodgers.
The Dodgers
will
get whoever they want. I understand about the trade for the Tigers pitcher.
The Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah. I mean, I get. Did no one else because the Dodgers didn't even give up that much. They gave up some prospects and I think $8 or $9 or $10 million.
Well, like,
if I'm not mistaken, couldn't somebody else do that?
What they absorbed his big contract though. I don't know
the rest of it.
I guess
I just so. I'm confused why someone else wouldn't have made a run at him.
Mm-hmm.
Now you may say I want to play for the Dodgers because I want
a championship.
Yeah, I mean I get
I
that.
Love L.A. Yeah. A lot of people contend that there'll be no season next year because people will, because of the non-salary cap and stuff. They just get rich, get
the
richer.
The prediction is there'll be a lockout.
Yeah. Be a lockout.
Yeah. When did we last have a baseball strike?
Mm.
What was that?
I don't remember.
I was in the NFL for a strike.
I had a baseball.
There was two strikes, I thought.
Oh, the Rice. When Rice beat Texas and Magovic back in the 90s, there was a baseball strike.
94, 95.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's when Texas lost to Rice on that Sunday night. Remember that?
Yeah.
And Magovic on our postgame show went, gee whiz, fellas, you got to lose to Rice sometimes. He said that. Right, coach. Right. And Duque Kulua for Rice had a big game, the linebacker.
There was a strike in 94, 95?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they're going to accomplish. Are the Dodgers going to go, you know what, you guys are right. It's sort of like college football. You know what, you're right. We'll give you some money. They're not going to say that.
We're going to relinquish our status as the wealthiest, greatest team. But it's so ironic. Teams like the Mets and the Yankees, all the money, they make the worst guys.
Yeah.
Nothing clicks, especially the Mets the last years. They'll pay a ton of money, and he's no good. They just disappear.
All right, on Twitter. Oh, boy.
Here's what I found.
Thank you, Siri. Okay, what's on Twitter? Got to be clean.
I know. Mike Neiman tweets, stop hating. Will Levis is right saying there are not 32 NFL quarterbacks better than him. There's 64 quarterbacks better than him. There's two on his own team. I don't even know Mitch Trubisky was ahead of him.
They're college coaches, college quarterbacks better than he. College quarterback's better than he.
At that damn horn tweets, Tom Brady is on a completely different network with different executives making decisions. Romo could end up at Fox, ESPN, NBC, Amazon, etc. I said that.
You said that?
I did. There's a very good story in the New York Times by Andrew Marchand, who writes about media for New York Times, saying they want out of his contract.
They wanted out. Yeah.
I mean, it seems pretty obvious to me they do.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have done this and suspended him this fast and pretty much thrown him under the bus.
And named a replacement that quickly.
But I'm with the tweet here because, well, I know I'm with the tweet because I said it earlier. Unless I'm the only person that thinks he's still marketable, and maybe it is. Maybe the industry thinks he's terrible and he doesn't get another deal. But the streamers are coming for the NFL. And they're going to have more money.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
I don't know what CBS is thinking because the only thing that makes any money is the NFL.
Right. Football.
So I'd be real careful about cutting for the only thing that's any good in the old school media business. I mean, the rest of your industry is a complete dinosaur.
The news division is a dinosaur.
Everything's a dinosaur. So... are you sure you want to cut with all you have left? And maybe the answer is they think he's terrible and look for a way out. But somebody else, the streamers will hire him, I think. Or maybe they would. Maybe they think he's terrible. Maybe everyone thinks he's terrible, and we're the only two that don't.
I like Tony Romo. I think he's unique. I think he's Jim. I like him.
Is it his contract or that they, Marchand wrote that he's over exuberant, he's confused, his act is worn thin.
I don't think it's worn thin, and I don't think he's confused.
I don't either.
He gets exuberant. I like
minority
exuberant.
On this, yeah. Though.
John, what's his name, was exuberant. You got to hear
John Madden.
John Madden was exuberant.
Yeah. Did Madden's act wear thin?
No. I don't think it ever did. because he was credible as a football coach and he was funny. And the thing he did would ride on and all the things they did with the eating the turkey legs and driving on that bus. It was a unique deal. We got to take another break. After this break, more on the Monday edition here at 102.7 ESPN. Trey Elling coming up after our show. Back with more after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN. You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Hey, we're back on the show. It's a Monday edition here at 102.7 ESPN. Trey Elling coming up next right after 6 o'clock news tomorrow morning. E. Hogan and Jackie Farrell on our morning show starts at exactly 6 o'clock. Longhorn practice starts on Wednesday with reporting. TCU, I saw a video of TCU and North Carolina. They've started their practices already. TCU and North Carolina meet on the 29th, I believe.
Well, things are going well for North Carolina.
Oh, they're really going well, yeah.
They really got it all figured out there.
He was asked about that at one of his practices, and he went, I don't know. We're assigning different people to different things. So, I don't know. TCU, I believe, is favored by 6.5. Entering that game. So
they lost their quarterback, and I'll still take them.
They did lose Josh Uber, and they got their quarterback's from Harvard. It was the Ivy League Player of the Year. Smart guy, big arm. He was going to get drafted. They said he was going to get drafted in the NFL, maybe a late round, but decided he took some money and goes to Fort Worth to play big-time football with Sonny Dykes and TCU. SEC 2026 coaching rankings. This is according to CBS.
Coaching rankings?
The coaching rankings voted on CBS
best
Sports.
Best coaches?
Best coaches.
Okay.
Voted on by CBS Sports CFB experts. That means Brian Jones and Ricky Neuheisel and writers. Number one, as expected, Kirby Smart.
Okay.
Number two, Steven Sarkisian. Number three.
What?
Kalen DeBoer. Number four, Lane Kiffin. Number five, Mike Elko. Number six, Josh Heupel. Number seven, Eli Drinkwitz. Number eight, Brent Venables. Those were the top eight. And then you had Clark Lee, who had coached off his ass last year.
I was
going to
say, Clark Lee is coaching at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, then you've got the unknown John Summerall at Florida.
Okay.
The underachieving Shane Beamer. The legendary Alex Kolisch at Auburn. Golding is ranked 13. That's too low. He did a hell of a job when Lane Kiffin left.
He didn't have to do anything. You could have steered that thing straight.
Oh, are you kidding me?
It's Trinidad Shameless.
But he still had to show that leadership and that tenacity.
What do you mean? Go play like we've been playing.
When your head coach leaves, remember that? Remember that? Do you remember that?
I do.
Pete Golding, 13.
How is, whatever you think of him, I don't know, but how is Lane Kiffin below Steve Sarkisian?
What has Lane Kiffin done the last few years?
More than Texas, last time I checked.
Well, he abandoned his team, Jeff.
I'm not saying I'm applauding him morally. Mm-hmm. They said it was the best coaches.
At number 14 is the Arkansas coach. I'll give you $10 if you can name me his name right now.
I can't remember his name.
$10. 10 American dollars if you can name me the coach of the Arkansas.
Nobody can.
He's a legendary, Jeff. He's Ryan Silverfield.
Of course he is.
I'm Ryan Silverfield.
Yeah, he's got to do Fox News at 9.
Number 15 is the brain surgeon for Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Jeff Lebby.
It doesn't matter.
And at number 16 is, we're going to win games this year because of me. The legendary in Kentucky, Will Stein.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Will Stein, ladies and gentlemen. That's a little too high for Steve.
Yeah.
I like Steve. I think Kalen DeBoer has done a heck of a job.
Yeah.
And Clark Lee's done a hell of a job. I think Steve should be up there in the top five or six.
Okay. I mean, I think of those lists like everything else. There is stuff you know, and then there's a group that needs to do more And Mike Elko and Steve Sarkisian are in that list of needs to do more.
Yeah. I got a picture.
Can't say they're bad. Well, why are you showing me pictures of yourself? Why are you sitting here?
My white dinner jacket. I like to wear my white dinner jacket.
Why are you wearing a white dinner jacket?
Because I like to wear my white
dinner jacket. Are you in a Bond movie?
Well, I play like I am some nights, you know.
I'm sitting here talking, and Ed's staring at pictures of himself.
White
selfies.
Dinners. Yeah. Look at that one. I was at a wedding.
Why are you wearing a stupid hat?
Because it was late night, and they passed out the stupid hats. And I had a few pops.
He's just sitting here scrolling through pictures of himself. I've never seen that many, outside of a bikini model, had that many pictures of themselves.
I sent them to various people who want to see my picture.
Anyone I know? You sent a picture? Send a picture. Send her a picture in your white jacket.
Want me to send her a picture?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, right. I will. Now.
And I'll get a response within 15
probably,
seconds.
Probably will.
Unlike you who don't ever respond, okay.
Yeah.
Da ba ba boo.
Say something friendly. And just go ahead and say, I'm just scrolling through pictures of myself. I thought you'd like to see a picture of me and
right
my
one.
Well, I hope so.
Let's see.
Thought you'd like to see a picture of me in my dinner jacket.
Me in my
white
dinner.
I mean, no, he's scrolling.
Jacket.
And I'm thinking scrolling through like ESPN or something or Facebook. Nope. Just scrolling through pictures of himself. Hundreds of them. Different pictures.
Think.
Oh, my. Oh, boy. I hope.
What do you think?
I hope she says he looks stupid.
Does.
Oh, Jeff have.
Jeff.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
Have.
There you go.
A white dinner. Jacket, comma, that loser.
Nice.
I got you now. She's going to leave you for me.
That's right. That's right. Ugh. One dinner jacket picture pointing out that I don't have a white dinner jacket. It's over.
It's all over for you. There, it's sent.
All right. Perfect.
Okay, it's 534.
Let's time how long it takes.
534.
If you send me a text, how long does it take to get a response?
If I get it, usually it's days or months.
Months.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah.
Days or months or years.
Yeah, and usually I try to do less than three words to every response.
Yes, no, good luck.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly it.
Man, these lists of trades will just blow your mind. Some of these teams have no chance of winning the World Series. They're dealing like drunken sailors. They're dealing like crazy.
You know what's going to get even better for North Carolina? I really find myself, to a degree, kind of feeling sorry for them. Mike Lombardi is threatening to sue. Mike Lombardi is the general manager of North Carolina's football team, who's awful, who happens to be the highest paid at his job in the sport. My favorite part is he has a $7,500 monthly auto allowance.
Yeah, we talked about that when you were gone. Auto allowance for $7,500.
$7,500 a month.
He's got a chauffeur on call 24/7?
Exactly.
Jeeves, the Jack in the Box.
He is threatening to sue them.
Sue who?
North Carolina.
Oh, for wrongful?
Whatever.
Suspension?
Yeah.
Bingo. It took her a minute and a half.
Oh, my.
Look at that handsome man in a white dinner jacket. If Jeff has a white dinner jacket, I've never seen it! Exclamation mark.
Yeah.
All my love to you.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, here I was making a point.
You better work on your game, man. She responded in a minute. And 15 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
You better work on your game.
I mean, it's the jacket. I mean, it just you did it in no time. I mean, you could send that picture out to 100 different women. All of them would respond in a minute and a half.
Take that magazine
I Daniel gave. Daniel Craig just popped up on some woman's phone.
I'm like Bond.
Yeah.
Take that magazine and read the letters.
Okay.
It may help your life there, you know.
I'll get right to that.
Dear Playboy.
I'll leave it out of the coffee table for the kids.
No, I didn't say that. That would be, that's not,
yeah,
that's
I'm gonna
not
put,
good.
I'm going to put a little sticky note on there from Clements.
No, don't do that. Your precious children. They don't need to see that filth. That vile filth.
It's still trying. I still can't find the
girls of MySpace.
Red Hot Girls of MySpace.
What was MySpace? Help me. I forgot.
Oh gosh. MySpace. MySpace was before Facebook.
Yes.
Okay.
And I guess it predated me. So
yeah, I guess they sort of stole the idea, but I thought News Corp. I got a text.
You got a text.
Yeah. Probably trying to. I got a hilarious pic of Ed in a white dinner jacket. What's going on?
Well, we just wanted to see how long it would take. And she likes white dinner jackets.
Yeah.
You got to get one.
Okay. I don't know how I even have this in context. I think I'll text back. Would you like a Speedo pick next? There. Send that. What was I saying just now? Oh, MySpace. Didn't News Corp buy them for $600 million and then shut it down in about 5 days or something?
Hmm.
Wasn't MySpace
what was the deal?
Precursor to Facebook? Am I getting that right?
What was the deal they had on the college campus when they started about Hot or Not, or what was the deal? Remember that?
Well, that's what led to Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook was about meeting girls.
Meeting girls, yeah.
Which
thumbs
I thought,
up or thumbs down,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. Which I thought was, I thought MySpace was a precursor. And I don't know if they stole, I mean, the allegations always been that they pretty much stole the technology, but then they fought with each, remember the book and the movie, they were suing each other over it.
She sent me another message.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
After I sent the Speedo pic.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to reveal what she said. That's a little too personal. Just a wee bit too personal.
Well, if you get a picture back, then we're going to have to fight, I think. Jeez, all of a sudden, Ed's getting bikini pics. Got to fight him.
I don't know. I forgot.
I mean, it feels like 100 years ago, but it was really only 15, 20 years ago.
Your soccer coach for Argentina is coming back to the World Cup team. He's coming back.
Man,
can he overcome the what do they call it? He's got a new contract today.
I mean,
overcome
gonna,
a real
get a presidential fix again.
Yeah. So I take from your you don't agree with that.
MEH.
Meh.
Yeah. Meh. The result isn't that big of a deal. I know people are really into it. They were only 16th. They started the tournament 16th. They finished the tournament 16th. Meh.
Prior to, how do you pronounce his name? Pochettino?
Mauricio Pochettino.
Pochettino, U.S. soccer brought in four consecutive coaches for a second cycle.
Yeah.
Three of them didn't even make it to a second World Cup, while the fourth may have wished he hadn't. So... And this is the only job he's going to have till 20.
Yes.
Oh, he can't, yes. He's not coaching any league.
No.
He's not coaching a college. He's not coaching his kids.
No.
So.
No, he's going to make $6 million, maybe more than that now. $6
million. For doing what? Scouting? Looking?
Yeah.
Planning?
Kind of. Yeah. Hoping.
Game planning? Hoping? Yeah. Praying?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That is a hell of a gig,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is. There, I saw a funny. I can't remember what show it was the other day, but they had a former coach on there. And I guess in the context of discussion, it was about Mauricio Pochettino. And he goes, wait a second. He doesn't have a game for 4 years.
Yeah.
That's kind of true. I mean, games that don't count. They have the Gold Cup or whatever in a couple years.
Okay, so it's six plays within a couple of years.
Yeah. No, I'm mad. And I don't know if it's fair to blame him that they didn't really finish any. I mean, I know a lot of Americans want to wave the flag, but they really weren't as good as they should have been.
But I tell you, they looked like Ned in the first against Belgium, that when everybody was so jacked up for the
That's
game.
What I'm saying.
Is he going to coach for the Olympic team too?
I don't think so.
So that's a completely different team.
Yep. Completely different team.
It's not the Olympics.
Said the Canada, I think, has a better coach, who's an American himself, who I think plays a style that would be more conducive to an American style. People don't like him. He's kind of the Lane Kiffin of soccer coaches, but he's done a really good job with Canada. We're not that much better than Canada, and they've got nothing. They have no pro league. And the Canadians aren't any worse than we are. And all of our guys playing international and big time. There's three U.S. players off that team now going to play in the Premier League next year on new teams. But they were all playing there anyway. So what did we get out of this? Started 16th, finished 16th.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
It lost to Turkey. It turned out to not be an aberration. We're non-competitive against Belgium. Non-existent. Run off the field. I don't know if that's his fault or not. I'm just saying that if it were up to me, I'd say I don't like this result. Well, what got better? What? Christian Pulisic was the exact same player in the end as he was in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Soft and injured and non-effective. What did Mauricio Pochettino, soccer people, really do that made you think that team's better? I didn't see it. Their goalkeeper was trash. And we have good goalkeepers. That's an area we're supposed to be good, and the guy was absolute trash. So I challenge anyone to tell me what exactly the guy did. I don't get it. But international, the federation that runs U.S. soccer is kind of a mystifying operation itself. They can't get it right. But the United States is still 16th, 17th, or 18th. That's the end result. Be like, you go hire a football coach at Texas, pay him a lot of money, and they still finish third in the SEC. Why are you hiring them back?
Yeah. No.
We didn't progress.
No.
I didn't see any progression.
One more story before we go to break.
Sorry about that. That was a buzzkill.
I think
the only thing that happened in this U.S. in the World Cup this time for the U.S. is there was more flag waving.
Well, the dude dressed like he was working in South Austin at South Congress.
They say, cool, and I don't disagree with this. They say he had an offer to go back to somewhere like Chelsea, and so the U.S. felt, I think that drove up his perceived value. And I just don't understand it. That team was not that good in the end. They really weren't. In fact, they were worse. I don't know how he doesn't pay a price for that. Yeah. But he needs more time. So imagine you wake up, what am I going to do today?
Yeah,
I don't have any practice. I don't have any games.
Let's look at the soccer stats.
Work it out. Yeah. Do I just watch some video of the guys?
I'm going to get the U.S. Olympic team to pay for a weekend in Austin.
I'm going to go scouts in Milan a lot.
Yeah. Taysom Hill is no longer with the Saints. Said he's leaving football, but he's opening the doors. And guess who wants him or appears to want him? He's going to see him this weekend. This weekend is the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, of course. Austin resident Drew Brees gets in. Broncos head coach Sean Payton going to be there. He said, I'm going to talk to him. No hurry right now, but I'm going to see if he wants to come play for the Denver Broncos. Is that not fascinating?
The guy is a freak. Really was a freak. I don't think people... Didn't he beat Texas single-handedly?
Yeah, he sort of did.
When he played for BYU?
Yeah.
So people that don't know this guy, he played quarterback, but he could have easily been an out-of-this-world tight end.
Or a running back. Yeah.
Or a running back. Yeah. Super fast. And a giant dude.
I contend, too.
He should have been another position. I don't know why it didn't work in the NFL. Couldn't he have been a tight end?
He played 10 years playing every single position.
But I'm saying, had he stuck to... No, tight end.
If Taysom Hill is a quarterback when Denver played New England, with all due respect to the legendary Jared Stidham,
he'd be perfect.
They would have had a better chance in that weather, in that everything. Yeah. They would have had a better chance.
They could have run
Just
the single wing.
Single wing.
Snap it to Taysom.
Yeah.
Run.
Run. Or snap it to Taysom. You do a Statue of Liberty or a
what?
Jump pass.
Statue of Liberty.
Liberty.
Three Stooges.
Well, it would have worked that day.
So what is
World Remember Jerry?
But he was like a fast version of Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great athlete, but could never have a position really.
Yeah, he never had a set position because there was always someone a little better than he was
at quarterback,
at running back, or at quarterback, or at slot back, or whatever he played. But that's fascinating. That's what I like about Sean Payton. He's always thinking, always thinking, yeah. always thinking.
Got to well, get better. With him for so long. I mean, he drafted him.
Sure, yeah.
It's weird that he's. It's almost like the guy was so talented you couldn't figure out one single spot for him. You know, I don't know if he was big enough to be a tight end, and I don't know if he could catch well enough to be a receiver, but he also was a great – I mean, he was a great receiver out of the backfield.
Well, those days, New Orleans had to – with Graham, they had a great tight end those days.
I know. Jimmy Graham, yeah. Yeah, what a career.
Yeah, it still could be going on. Yeah.
What would he do in most games? Touch it two or three times,
sure.
And that's about it?
Maybe some gadget, maybe some unique things. All right, we got to take another break.
He was the returner. He was also also was the punt blocker.
Yeah.
He did pretty much anything and everything. He
drove
blocked. He was a fullback a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just kind of did whatever they needed him to do.
All right. He'll release a statement saying he doesn't have a clear answer about what the future holds, but I know returning New Orleans is not in the cards. He had knee surgery in 2024 that was performed by the Denver team doctor, Karim Major, and Payton said that Major has followed up with Hill during visits to Denver since his operation. Could be in the cards. We'll see. All right, back with more. 102, and this is good news for Taysom Hill because if Sean Payton says that, there'll be other generals going,
Yeah.
Take a look at
but
him.
You'd love to go to Denver. You're going to win.
You're going
to
win. You're in a good team already.
Yeah.
You're in a good team. You know the coach. The coach likes him. Yeah. Back with more, 102.7 ESPN, right after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements, afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
552, what do we mean to be at 558?
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Back on the show, Ed, Jeff, and Kyle Owen on this Monday afternoon tomorrow. Hot Take Tuesday, Trey Elling coming up next. Well, it's sad. It's not good news. Browns rookie wide receiver KC Concepcion from Texas A&M injured in the two-minute drill at the end of Monday's practice today. He appeared to injure his right shoulder in landing on the turf on a hit by Miles Harden. According to multiple reports, Concepcion stayed on the ground before walking to the sidelines with trainers holding his shoulder. Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com reports that Concepcion didn't go inside immediately. He remained on the fields. The Browns drafted Concepcion in the first round. You liked him a lot, didn't you?
I mean, yeah, he was good. He was explosive.
Very explosive.
Absolutely. I mean, just you give him the ball in space and he's gone.
See, that's the thing about Cleveland in the draft. If they could find a quarterback, seems like they have some support players, so... hope he's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also today, this bolsters my assertion. Jeff hates this guy. I love the guy. Colts quarterback Daniel Jones is coming off a torn Achilles tendon, but you wouldn't know that from seeing him at training camp. That's word from teammates who say Jones looks as good as ever on the practice fields, according to tight end Mo Alie-Cox, who said it looks like he never got hurt. He's throwing dimes left and right on the field, getting out of the pocket, scrambling, and different things like that. That is the comments of some of the teammates of my man, Daniel Jones of the Indianapolis Colts, saying, Jeff, looks like he never got hurt. That's great.
You want to bet?
No, I don't want to bet. I don't
let's
want to
go
bet.
Right now.
Well, listen.
All right, you will take the Colts to win more than 8.
I will take, let me, hold on here.
Do it right now. Don't look up anything.
I've got to look. I've got to do my research on this. I'm not going to be a jackass and just make a dumbass bet with you.
You did it a year ago when you had them going to the Super Bowl.
No, I had him as an MVP candidate, which he was until he was befelled by injury, Jeff.
Oh, boy.
Befelled.
All right. I'll bet you right now he does not finish in the top three in MVP voting next year.
Jeff, I will not take that bet, nor will I take this over under eight because the Colts open the season against the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Texans, and the Commanders.
He may not be playing after that first month.
He may not be playing, yes. Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. Well, boy, that's this top-heavy schedule if I've ever seen one.
Well, last year they had that first 7 weeks where a piece. I kept telling you their schedule's ridiculous, and then reality set in, and they went back to being
Daniel
the Colts.
Daniel tore his Achilles, man.
How's he going to fare in that first four games?
Ugh. Ravens lost, Chiefs lost, Texans lost, Commanders lose, at the Steelers, eesh. Titans win, at Vikings, ugh. At Jaguars, ugh. Cowboys, ugh.
Oh my
Dolphins
gosh.
Win, at Texans loss, Giants win,
they
Eagles
They only have two
loss.
Or three wins the first 2 months of the year.
They're going to beat the Titans twice, then they get the Bengals depending on the health.
That. I don't know about that.
Oh, man, no, we're talking six or seven wins tops. I'm sorry, Daniel. I'm off your bandwagon this year.
Oh, man, I was going to bet you. Okay, I'll give you eight wins.
You'll give me it? What do you mean?
No, you're going to take them to win eight or more.
No. If you like that bet so much, why don't you do that?
I hate that bet. I think that would be a lunatic bet to make. But you were convinced a year ago he was the MVP, and they were going to roll the Rams or the Seahawks, and it was all going
to
be great.
And the dude was on his way to that MVP until he got befell. They're in a tough division. It's going to be the Texans and the Jaguars. Texans and Jaguars, because I don't think, unless Will Levis gets his wish for Tennessee, the man they call Will Levis. What is he thinking?
That's what I said. What a fool. He might get cut.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
There was a story today on Pro Football talking about Quinn Ewers talking, hey, everybody would like to play, but we're going to do the best for our team.
Yeah.
That's what Quinn Ewers said.
That's what
Pretty
you
logical.
Say.
That's what Sam Ellinger always says about Denver. Yeah, when a team wants to win.
Just know your lane and just don't make noise. I mean, unless you're a star, just be quiet.
Taysom Hill ran for over 200 yards against Texas that night at BYU.
Yeah, he was. I remember he was unstoppable.
Wasn't that the Manny Diaz? Yeah, that was when Mac fired Manny Diaz. Manny, you don't have to get back on the plane. Here's your flight.
Can't stop Taysom Hill.
Here's your ticket.
Years later,
morning.
We found out that Manny Diaz is a pretty good coach.
Yeah, where's Manny?
And Taysom Hill's a pretty great player. Yeah. It wasn't an accident.
Oh, man.
I don't even know if they threw any passes against Texas.
He threw a few passes that night. God, those night games.
And everybody knew it was coming. Here he comes again. Yeah. They still can't tackle him.
BYU is tough at night. Up in Mormon land, they're really good up there. All right, we got to go. Trey Ellings next here. 102.7 ESPN. Who's going to be on Trey's show tonight?
John Thune is on tonight.
Oh, the leader of the U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm.
He may be taking the vote later this week on Ted Cruz's bill. Yeah, big week for John Thune.
Trump hates him.
Hey, Trump hates him now.
So what does it matter?
See you tomorrow, 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.